Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, William Woolly Boy Ramo. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, McCorley? What's up, folks? How are you all doing?
It's Saturday night, February 2nd. Yeah. It's a Super Bowl weekend. Getting ready for the Super Bowl tomorrow between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And at the end of the show, I'll make my prediction and I'll have your prediction if you want to make that tonight, Will.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I know that you'll be talking about that tomorrow on your show, Sports Urban Legend.
Yeah, you know, I have no problem. I'll give my prediction after the show, this show, at the end of the show.
Okay. And today on this show, we're going to have our first annual Super Bowl, a Super Bay Bowl. It's our first time doing this. It's basically we're going to gather all the top women, all the top female celebrities, and basically put them in a tournament. And we'll see who comes out the winner, you know. So it's like the Super Bowl, but it involves babes that we all know and love. And so we'll play that in the middle of the show. I'll let you in on the rules and all the women that's involved in it. So stick around. It'll be in the middle of the show right after we talk about the Super Bowl. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, I'm pumped up for that, man. It's gonna be a good one. All right, but let's get into the Super Bowl stuff. You know, tomorrow's a big game. I think it's around, 6:30, 7 o'clock is when the game starts.
I believe it's 6, but let me just check quickly.
It might be 6, because that's when it usually begins.
I think it is at 6, but let me just to confirm.
6:30. 6:30 is when the full coverage.
Yeah, right now. 6, yeah, 6:30.
Yeah, so if you don't know by now, you know, it's going to be between the Baltimore Ravens, who finished the season 10-6, and the San Francisco 49ers, who finished the season 11-4-1. And they've had a great postseason. You know, Ravens, they beat the Colts and the Broncos and the Patriots to make it to the Super Bowl. The 49ers, they've beaten the Packers, Falcons. And who else have they beaten? Yeah, those are the only two teams because they had a first-round bye. So.
Right.
But, you know, they were expected to make it to the Super Bowl because last year, you know,
they
failed short. Yeah, got knocked out by the Giants. So, you know, they're back to win a Super Bowl championship. They're 6-1, hopefully, if they win it tomorrow. And, you know, both teams are great. I mean, both teams have good quarterbacks. You know, Ravens have Falco, who's on a unbelievable streak right now. I mean, the guy, he hasn't even thrown an interception in this bowl season.
Yeah, and he has, like, the all-time record for, like, the most road wins.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this might be destiny. The Ravens might be a team of destiny this year. And the Niners, I mean, they're on a miraculous run right now also. I mean, right now they're led by their the quarterback, Kaepernick, who some people still don't know what race he is. Some people think he's Hispanic. Some people think he's white. Some people think he's black. He's actually mixed, I found out.
I think he's half black, half white, right?
Yeah, he's half black, half white. But he's adopted. He's adopted by a white family, I heard.
Mm.
But the dude is a brother, so we could claim him. So we could claim 50% of him. So, he's going to try to lead the 49ers to the championship tomorrow. And, yeah, it's going to be a great game, man. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be eating my nachos and drinking some booze. So it's going to be good. What about you, Will? What are you going to be doing tomorrow?
You know, just sitting down, chilling, relaxing, watching the game on TV at home and seeing the – should be a fun Super Bowl.
It should be a fun one, you know. You have millions of people watching the game, you know, people having parties, you know, I'm not going to go to a party this year. I mean, 2 years ago I went to a party and then I met a stalker there. What did I do last year? I think I just stayed home last year because it was a Giant, so I stayed home and watched it.
Yeah, because I assume you don't want no distractions. You just want to.
Yeah. So, you know, this year I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I'm just going to stay home and just watch it. So, nothing big and fancy. So, but before I get to the Super Bowl Babe first anniversary special, I want to shortly talk about the wrap up the Manti Te'o thing. This has been going on for the last few weeks. So, what's his name? His alleged girlfriend who turned out to be a man, Roneo Chiososopo is his
yep.
name. I can never pronounce the dude's name. Sosopo, let's just call him that. He was on Dr. Phil this past week, and he made the voice, right, that Manti Te'o heard on the phone when he talked to him or her. And he told Dr. Phil that, you know, he might be gay. He doesn't know if he's gay, but he might be, which doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense to me either, but I don't know.
Either you're gay or you're not. Okay? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know what this is, but I totally agree with you. I mean, you should know. But
yeah, I mean, come on, like. And he said he had feelings for Manti Te'o. You know, he developed feelings over time for him. So, you know, he really did love him.
I assume Manti Te'o's, you know, supposed buddy/stalker Sopo. I mean, he must be gay if he's confused whether or not he is. I mean,
that dude needs to get punched in the stomach. Seriously. But yeah, enough about that, man. Let's just move on because we've been talking about this for the last few weeks now. I'm tired of talking about this Manti Te'o and Roneo Chiososopo guy. So. Let's move on to, like, let's stop talking about dudes. Let's talk about women. Super Bowl, yep. But this is not just a Super Bowl. This is a Super Baby Bowl, the first annual. So let's start it. Well, let's get this thing jumping.
All right.
Hear boobies and butts bouncing in the song. All right, so let's get started with it. The first annual Super Babe Bowl. So here's what I did. I took 20 of the top female celebrities, wrote them on a paper, and I put them in a basket. I put my hand in it. It was a random drawing, and I picked out 16 of the top 20 out of that basket. And here's the 16 girls that I picked out of the basket. So Emma Stone. You ready?
I'm ready.
Emma Stone, Kate Upton, Zoe Deschanel, Adriana Lima, Zoe Zeldana, Katy Perry, Kaylee Kuwaku, Rihanna, Julianne Yu, Scarlett Johansson, Sofia Vergara, Jennifer Lawrence, Christina Hendricks, Mila Kunis, Minka Kelly, and Taylor Swift.
This is a great tournament.
Yeah, it is, right?
Talk about 16 if this was the NCAA tournament.
So that's the top 16. So I did some research. So based on the popularity and sexiness and all the attributes that these girls had, I numbered them 1 through 16. So they all received a seed. So here are the seeds. The number one seed is Mila Kunis. Number two seed, Kate Upton. Number three seed, Katy Perry. Number four seed, Scarlett Johansson. Number five seed, Jennifer Lawrence. Number six seed, Rihanna. Number seven, Adriana Lima. Number eight, Minka Kelly. Number nine, Christina Hendricks. Number 10, Zoe Deschanel. Number 11, Kaylee Kuwaku. Number 12, Sofia Vergara. Number 13, Julianne Yu. Number 14, Zoe Saldana. Number 15, Emma Stone. And number 16, Taylor Swift. So those are your top 16 seeds right there. So so after I put them all in seeds from 1 through 16, I put them in tournament brackets.
Right.
And here's the tournament brackets. These are some awesome matchups. Number one, Mila Kunis. I have to put Mila Kunis number one because, you know, she was named Sexiest Woman Alive by Esquire last year. So
I give her her props.
Yeah, I got to give her props. So she's number one. So in the first bracket, she's facing Taylor Swift. So 1 versus 16, Mila Kunis versus Taylor Swift. And second bracket, you have number 8 seed, Minka Kelly versus number 9, Christina Hendricks. In the third bracket, you have Jennifer Lawrence at the number 5 seed versus number 12, Sofia Vergara. At number 4 seed, you have Scarlett Johansson versus number 13 seed, Julianne Yu.
Who's that?
Julianne Yu, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, you mean Huff.
Huff. That's how I pronounce her name. Yeah, Huff. Huff, that's what it meant.
The mundo.
Okay, and the number 6, Rihanna versus number 11, Kaylee Cuoco. Number 3, Katy Perry versus number 14, Zoe Saldana. Number 7, Andrea Lima versus number 10, Zoe Deschanel. And number 2, Kate Upton versus number 15, Emma Watson. All right, well, so let's get through this, man. Let's try to determine the Super Bowl, the first annual Super Bowl champion. Let's start with the number 1 seed versus number 16, Mila versus Taylor Swift. What do you think?
So how does this go? I say my pick, you say your pick, and then we decide.
We just agree. We have to come in agreement to who advances to the next round.
So
who do you go with?
Okay, but if we disagree, what would happen?
We just have to go to, we have to go to a draw. We have to, like, decide.
What, heads or tails or something? Or flip a coin?
No, let's just go by physical attributes. by the stuff.
That's the tiebreaker, then.
That's the tiebreaker. Whoever has the better stuff wins. All right? that's the tiebreaker right there. All right, so let's get going. Mila Kunis for Taylor Swift. Who do you go with?
You could go either way with both, but I'm gonna say Mila. You know, she has that mystique and aura. So I'll pick her definitely.
Oh, come on.
You want Mila versus Taylor, huh?
Yes.
I gotta go with you there. I think Mila. She's the number one seed, you know, pretty girl, named Sexiest Woman Alive. I mean, Taylor, she's a cute girl, but come on. You can't put up against Taylor. You can't put up against Mila Kunis and expect to win. So I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to go with Mila Kunis to advance.
So that's the first round exit for her.
Yeah. Sorry, Taylor.
Yep.
Breaking up with you right there.
Oh, not.
All right. Let's go to the next round. Let's go to the next bracket, I should say. Number 8 seed, Minka Kelly, against number 9 seed, Christina Hendricks. What do you think?
And you could go either way, both beautiful ladies, but I got to go with Christina.
Christina?
Yeah.
You know, this is a tough one. This is the one
I
saw and knew that, you know, there's going to be a problem, but Minka Kelly's pretty. Isn't she dating my boy right now? Derek Jeter?
I don't know if they're on and off. I don't know if they're still going with each other. But, yeah, that's a really tough choice right there.
I mean, she's pretty, and she has her stuff, too. But, I mean, Christina Hendricks, man, she has, like, biggest boobies you'll ever see. Ever. Yeah, she's pretty. And the song that I played for my intro, A Real Hero, that song was in Drive, and Christina Hendricks was in that movie Drive.
Yep.
And she looked great in that. So,
never mind that we are human beings.
Even though there's not really a major difference between the 8 and 9 seed, you know, Christina Hendricks is the 9 seed. So,
most likely in real life, too.
Yeah.
In sports,
yeah.
too. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to agree with you and go with Christina Hendricks right there.
tough choice, but, you know, got to make it, man. There's a playoffs, man.
But Minka, I mean, you know, there's no disrespect to her, but, you know.
Hey.
It's just slightly better than her, you know.
Hey, they're all winners to me.
All right, this is another tough one. Next bracket, we got number 5, Jennifer Lawrence versus number 12, Sofia Vergara. What do you think?
Man, wow.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one right there. You got, man. And this is a tough one. Every time I'm about to open my mouth, I just have a visual of them both staring at me. You know what? Man. I'm going to be mad at myself, but you know what? I'm going to go with Jennifer. You know, she got the youth. You know, she, you know. I'm a picker. I think we're going to disagree.
Yeah.
You know, Sophia got that, you know, but I think we're going to disagree with each other.
Oh, well, I agree with you. There's no disagreement for me. Here's why. Jennifer is younger. Sofia Vergara, I mean, she's a sexy Latina. She has the big boobies, and she has that mature sexiness about her and the whole Latina thing. But, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, I mean, she's cute, she's young, and she's an up-and-comer, you know. And she has some good stuff on her, too, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not as outstanding as Sofia, but I got to give it to Jennifer on this one. I'm going with the youth, and, you know, she's a top seed in this one, so I got to go with her.
Yep, that's a blue chipper right there.
Yeah, I mean, Sophia, she's still great, but, yeah, I agree with you there. Jennifer Lawrence has got to advance in this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Tough choice, but that's what we got to do.
Yep. Let's move on now. Next bracket, we got number 4, Scarlett Johansson, versus number 13, Julianne Hough. What do you think?
Man. It's tough, but the force is telling me to pick Scarlett, man. She just has that.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my choice right there. Another tough choice, but that's my pick.
I got to go with you. Scarlett Johansson, I mean, she has that veteran presence. You know, she's been around forever now, it seems like.
All-star.
You know, she's like Kobe Bryant, you know, she's unstoppable sometimes, and, you know, you can't guard her. Yeah, you know. And, you know, no disrespect, I mean, you know, she has more stuff than Julianne Hough by far. So you have to go with Scarlett Johansson on this one. So I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Scarlett to advance. All right, so next round, we got number 6, Rihanna, versus number 11, Kaley Cuoco. What do you think?
Man, both fine chicks, but I don't know. I guess, you know, I have my figure, you know, Kaley. You know, she, you know, ain't really hearing the news that much, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely pick that.
I'm going to agree with you because Rihanna, she's crazy. And you know, she's a pretty girl, don't get me wrong, but that big head of hers, I can't get around that big head. Kaley Cuoco, I mean, I've always had a crush on her since Eight Simple Rules, right? That was a show.
Yeah
And you know, I still do, and she looks fine, so I gotta go with the upset here. I gotta go with Kaley, you know, and you agree with me, so
yeah,
so I'm going with Kaley to advance. Okay.
Man, this is the first one. I don't know how you're going to top next year's one.
Okay, let's go to the next rack. We have number 3, Katy Perry, and number 14, Zoe Saldana. What do you think?
Man. Wow. And they both fine. Man, I gotta. And Zoe's fine, man. Well, she was in against Katie, but I'm going to have to pick Katie.
I got to agree with you. I got to agree with you there. Here's why. Zoe Saldana is fine, but when you're up against Katy Perry, you're not. So, yeah, I mean.
That's a shocking push on upset right there, too. But, yeah, man, that's.
Yeah, I got to go with you there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Zoe. I mean, she's pretty, but, like, if you put her next to Katy, I mean, it's a blowout. It's a blowout win right there, you know? Like I was making an analogy earlier, it'd be like Yankees playing Kansas City Royals, you know?
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, she's
so,
a fine girl.
She's not bad, but she's...
I say Yankee Red Sox. I'm talking about Red Sox in their prime, you know, not these last 2 years of Red Sox.
Let's go Yankees temp. Let's go Yankees Devil Rays. Let's do that. You know, it's
how about
like
Yankees Rays.
Yeah, Yankees Rays. You know, same thing. You know, it's like they're good. You know, but they're not at the Yankees level. And on any night, the Rays could beat the Red Sox, but they just can't beat the Yankees. So that's how I feel about Saldana versus Katy Perry. So you know,
man,
I agree with you there.
This is a tough first round, man. We haven't even got to the second round yet.
We have two brackets left. Here's the next one. Number 7, Adriana Lima versus number 10, Zooey Deschanel. What do you think?
Damn. That's all good ones, but, I got to go with... How can you not pick Lima, man? It's like the late Jose Lima said, it's Lima time.
You picking Adriana Lima?
Yes, I am.
Man, I gotta go with Zooey Deschanel. We're gonna have a tiebreaker here.
I'm gonna win that tiebreaker anyway. I'm telling you right now.
Zooey does have some big moves, does she?
Not that I've noticed. I mean,
yeah, I mean they're not good, but yeah, I see Adriana Lima does have more stuff. So yeah, we're gonna have to go with Adriana to advance on this one. Although I would have loved, I mean, Zooey, I mean, I think she's a rising star, you know, just like Jennifer Lawrence.
Tough choice, but, you know, got to go to the tiebreaker.
Yeah, the stuff wins in the end, so got to go Adriana. Okay, here's the last bracket of the first round. We got the number 2 seed, Kate Upton, versus number 15, Emma Watson.
Was a pretty girl, but Kate Upton. That's a landslide. That's Yankee versus Royals. That's Kate.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's Yankees versus Royals, right there. So that's no competition right there. I agree with you. So Kate Upton advance.
Yeah, we're not even talking about George Brett. We're talking about.
All right, second round. Mila Kunis, the number 1 seed, against the number 9 seed, Christina Hendricks. This is a tough one.
What's the first bracket of the second round again?
Mila Kunis, the number 1 seed versus number 9, Christina Hendricks. Who do you go with?
Man, I can't even say nothing, bro. Let me see.
And we're going to be going to some overtime here right, in a few here, so.
All right, let me hurry up.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to have to say an upset. I'm going to say Christina. I know we're going to disagree. I mean, that's.
Wow. All disagree because I got to go Mila because I think Mila was the sexiest woman alive last year, man. But, man, if we're gonna disagree, then there's a tiebreaker, of course, and the stuff wins. So gotta go with Christina on this one. So that's an upset right there.
That's
number 9,
that's
number 1.
I called the upset, but hey, that happened. That's how we watch sports.
Yeah. So gotta, Christina advances to the next round.
Yep.
All right. So we got in the second bracket in the second round. We got Jennifer Lawrence against Scarlett Johansson. Number 5 versus number 4, So this is a close one right here.
Man, that's another tough one.
I'm going with Jennifer Lawrence on this one.
Me too.
You going with Jennifer?
Yeah, we agree.
I'm going with Jennifer. I mean, Scarlett, you know, she's great, but, you know, well, even the great twos and the great ones have to be eliminated.
And this is the 20. Now she's the 24. She's the 04 Yankees, man. No, that's what happened, man. You never know. Upsets happen. So the two upsets already.
Yeah, so got advanced. Jennifer Lawrence advances. All right, we got the next bracket. We got number 11, Kaley Cuoco versus number 3, Katy Perry. Kaley versus Katy. Who you go with?
Wow. You know what? This is another tough one. I'm going to take Kaley.
You going with Kaley?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got to go with Katy, man. Katy Perry, she's a knockout.
I mean, and they both are, but
come on. Kaley is like, he's fine, man.
I mean, they both are.
Well, unfortunately, Will, there is a tiebreaker.
And I lose. And
you lose, of course, so Katy has more stuff than Kaley, so unfortunately, Katy Perry has to advance in the next round.
All right, I'm overruled.
This one's also tough. Well, actually, no. This one, it's not.
What is it?
We got number 7, Adriana Lima versus number 2, Kate Upton.
Wow, that is a tough one. But I'm gonna have to go with Kate.
Yeah, I'm agree with you there. I mean, it's close, but I mean, Kate Upton, she's younger, and you know, she has the big boobs. And you know, if I had a choice of bang either one, I mean, I would pick both. But but I'm gonna go Kate Upton. I'm gonna go Kate Upton on this one. So I agree with you there. All right, so here it is. We got the semifinals.
Semifinals coming up.
Semifinals. So these are the tough matchups of the evening. Here we go. We got in the semifinals, in the first bracket, we got number 9, Christina Hendricks versus number 4, Jennifer Lawrence. Who do you go with?
Tough choice, but I got to pick Jennifer so far, man.
Yeah, you going with Jennifer?
Yeah, this is a tough one, but I got to go. She's on that Hunger Games.
You know, I would really love to pick Christina Hendricks, but I don't know. There's something lately about Jennifer Lawrence I've been seeing. Like, I don't know. There's something about her. More and more that I see her, she looks prettier and prettier. So I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence to advance. So I'll advance her to the next. She's going to go to the finals.
She's going to the finals.
Going to the finals. And this one's going to be the toughest of the night.
Yeah.
We got number 3, Katy Perry, versus number 2, Kate Upton. This is to go to the finals, man. And this,
man,
we have to agree on this one because I don't want to go to the tiebreaker for this one.
It's tough, but I got to pick Kate.
Which one? Kate Perry
Upton.
Or Kate Upton?
Upton. We got to disagree.
This is
when you see the commercial, the Super Bowl commercial, you're gonna agree with me. Think of the Mercedes Benz.
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with Kate Upton on this one. I gotta go with Kate. I mean, it kills me not going with Katy Perry, but Kate Upton.
I know what you mean.
I mean, Katy Perry, she's pretty. She, like, if you could do a bit of comparison, they're almost even. They're that close.
Yeah.
And
I think Kate has the edge. Slight edge.
Yeah. I mean, even in this tournament, I mean, they're like 2 and 3 seed. So,
yeah.
It's very close, but I'm going to go with you. Kate Upton is, I think she slightly edges out Katy Perry. So I'm going to go, she advances to the finals.
Yeah, right now, this is like Rock versus Austin, you know, right here. The rivalry begins this year. Let's get down to the finals right now.
All
right,
so we got the finals. We got number 4, Jennifer Lawrence, versus number 2, Kate Upton. This is for the Super Bowl, the Super Bay Bowl championship. Who do you go with?
Man.
Wow.
Man, I'm gonna go against my gut, man. Ah, darn. Shoot. Man. I know if I make this decision, one of these days will never talk to me.
We'll be enemies forever.
But seriously, let me think. Darn. You know what? I'll let you give your answer first, and you'll convince you. I'll see whether or not if I agree or disagree with you.
No. Kate Upton, she's a pretty girl. I mean, she has a big boobie. She has blonde hair, the sexiness. Seen her in tons of commercials. Jennifer Lawrence, you know, something about her does. Killing me, man.
I know.
Pretty,
I know.
She could act.
I know, but Sam told me we're going to agree with each other. I don't want to make this decision, but I guess I have to. I have no choice.
And Jennifer Lawrence,
all right, I'll say my decision. I'll say it.
Go ahead.
My mouth wants to say Kate, but I have to say Jennifer. I got to give the props. And I haven't even seen Hunger Games. There's a force that I cannot prevent it from happening. But my answer, regrettably, is Jennifer Lawrence.
If, you know, Jennifer Lawrence is just something about her. I can't understand. I mean, I'm developing a crush on her more and more, you know, but overall, I got to go with Kate Upton. I got to go with Kate Upton because I feel Kate Upton... you know, she triumphs over any woman these days.
I know, trust me, I know, man. That's why my mouth wants to say it, but I can't deny it.
I'm going with Kate Upton. You going with Jennifer Lawrence? You sticking with that?
Nah, you know what? What the hell? You know, I got to stick with my girl to the end. I got to ride or die with her. Kate, I changed my mind.
You going with Kate Upton?
Yes.
Well, guess we got a first annual Super Bowl champion, Kate Upton. Bouncing, right?
Congratulations, Kate Upton, for winning the first annual Super Bowl Big Challenge.
Yeah, now I don't have to feel guilty when I see her commercials tomorrow on TV. I don't have to feel like I didn't pick her, but she deserves it, man. She's one of the sexiest, if not the sexiest woman on the planet right now. So.
Yeah, man, I almost went against her, but I couldn't, man. I couldn't just go home the next day and her, you know, sleep on the couch, man.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed that. The first annual Super Babe Bowl. So stay tuned for next year to another edition of the Super Babe Bowl. All right, well, so we're coming down to the end. I told you I would make my Super Bowl pick. And between the Baltimore Ravens and the 49ers, the team I'm going with to win it tomorrow, I'm going to go with the Ravens to win it 29-20 over the 49ers. I just think Falcons on a roll right now. Ravens, they're going to send out the murderer with a championship. So I think the Ravens are going to win it tomorrow. That's my pick.
I, And your final score is
29-20 Ravens.
I agree. I think the Ravens are gonna win.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a Cinderella run. I mean, I thought Patriots would have knocked them off, but you can't deny the run they're on.
Yeah.
The Harbaugh versus Harbaugh series, I pick the Ravens to beat the 49ers 34-31.
Yeah, so we agree again.
Yep.
The Ravens win it tomorrow, hopefully. You know, but if the 49ers win it tomorrow, I won't be surprised. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both evenly matched teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it really could go either way.
Yeah, I know you'll talk about that more on your show, Sports Server Legend. You want to plug that real quick?
Oh, yeah, check that out tomorrow. Every Sunday is at 6 p.m. only on Block Talk Radio. And, of course, check out this show every Saturday at 11 p.m.
Yep, check me out next week here, Saturday night at 11 p.m. Enjoy your Super Bowl. It'll be a great game. I'll see you next week.